Now you've had time to reflect. What was a fantastic win. Huge congratulations to you. You must be really delighted with that result.
Yeah, this weekend has been a great run for Purple Rain. We've had a long journey with him. He's a big horse and he's needing to develop and grow into his own body and learn to control the limbs, which seem to be a long way from his brain. And this year he started to get stronger. He's taken on the work that we've been giving him, and we've been building up through the events that he's done to this moment since the end of last year. This has been a focus for us. So this is where we want to aim him for. This is what his focus for this part of his career is all about. So I know you've got a strong track here, you've got good dressage, you've got atmosphere in the show jumping, and this is a great way to develop him physically and mentally as well. And I think it's done that very nicely.
I spoke to you after dressage, which seems like an age ago, but it was only yesterday. And I know you were looking forward to today. And in fact, overnight, it looked really exciting with just a handful of points separating the top three. So obviously, everything went according to plan today in terms of the show jumping and indeed the cross country.
This is it. Yesterday, we got through the dressage. We were pleased with how things had gone. And then we came out for the show jumping. And the show jump, you're never quite 100% certain how the horses are going to take it in the arena. The warm-up is a tricky warm-up on the gradient that it is. And then you've got the undulations in the arena with the atmosphere. These younger horses have an awful lot to think about. But thankfully, Prince came in. He took to it really nicely, jumped us a lovely clear round the show jumping. And then cross-country, he went out and he answered every question as we asked. He kept the gallop up. I'm exceptionally pleased with him because it was a tough track around there today. A lot of questions, and you look at the results and it doesn't look as though there's been that many penalties, but it wasn't so much about the penalties, it was about the way the horses were having to think and to react in what is quite a confined space, especially around that far water complex.
I guess you've alluded to it already, but this is the beauty, isn't it, of the Magic Millions Festival British Eventing. It's like a shopping window to showcase horses of all levels and indeed get those horses to experience these kind of amphitheatre environments. It's quite a compact kind of atmosphere here at Gatcombe Park, isn't it? It's a
very compact atmosphere here, but it's great for the horses to come and develop their skills and for us to find out what those horses are like. And also it's a great showcase for our sport where people from all around the area and further afield can come and see what we have to offer. And here, what is very nice about it is you've got a challenging course, you've got challenging show jumping in a beautiful setting, and you're getting people who might not necessarily have had much to do with equestrianism or eventing even. They're able to come and see some of the best horses at those levels competing in what is one of the toughest tracks for their career.